Kate McRae, You Broke Me First. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So if you're flying on a plane, you know, you sometimes people kind of get in your space because it's confined space.
You're talking about your air travel space, like for your airplane?
Yeah, like when you're sitting.
I meant like another plane flies too close to your...
No, I'm talking about actually like you sitting in a plane, seat. You know, sometimes you don't like it if people put the seat back, you know, they recline the seat, mm-hmm. then it kind of gets in your way. What if somebody pulls their... It's a woman sitting in the chair in front of you and she has really long hair and she pulls it and drapes it over the back of the headrest.
Well, she's getting a haircut.
Is that what she would do?
I'm going to help her get a haircut while she's there.
Oh, yeah, well, there was...
Or I will tie it in a knot around the armrest.
I think she would probably realize if she's...
I'm not really going to do that.
Yeah. There's a picture of it somebody posted on social media, and it's long hair, and it covers the whole entire tray table that it's up. It's in the upright position, but it goes all the way to where the magazine little compartment, you know, the pocket in the front of this, in the seat... You know, her hair goes all the way down to that. That just seems a little much to me.
I swear I am constantly shocked and amazed at the rudeness and general disregard for common decency and common courtesy that we have as Americans.
Mm, yeah.
You know, everything from you're driving down the road with your stereo so loud that it rattles my windows to... You pull up at your neighbor's house, my neighbor's house, and honk your horn over and over and over and over again.
As if nobody else can hear you.
And nobody else cares or something. Yeah. You know, mowing your yard super late at night or ridiculously early in the morning, like literally before it's daybreak.
Whoa, I just opened up something with you, didn't I?
Well, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Brian's always got a hair trigger. But
well, literally, this would be a hair trigger for
you. That would be a hair trigger. That would trigger me with that hair.
That's just, I mean, oh, that... To me, that is rude to put your hair over like that and just think that it's okay.
Well, okay, this happened to me one time when I was in college. I was eating with some friends at a Pizza Hut, and somebody just gets up, walks over to our table, picks up our Parmesan cheese and our salt and pepper, and just walks away.
What?
We didn't know this person. They didn't say a word. They didn't ask. They didn't say thanks. They just did that. And we were all like, what the what was that?
I mean, it would have been different if this person would have said, can I use that?
Absolutely. Here you
then
go.
Then you would have just
given it
to them.
I would have even handed it to them. But we're in the middle of eating mouths full of pizza, and they're like, they just pick it up and walk away. And they didn't work there. It wasn't like they were going to go refill it in the back. And even then, a waiter or a waitress or a manager would have said, I need to refill that.
Yeah, kindly.
That was the first time in my life I almost just snapped and screamed at somebody in public. I was about 19. And I had no emotional control over my... I had no control over myself as a young person, so I don't know why I didn't end up yelling at somebody. But none of that's okay either.
No.
Me getting upset because they don't know how to act is not a good response.
But also, keep your hair to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't put it back in the seat behind you. Then they have to, like, what if there would have been food on that tray?
People,
what if the person
airplanes.
Would have had the tray down and a drink there and food there? Her hair would have been all up in that. Disgusting.
Oh, I'm pretty sure if I was drinking something and I wasn't wanting to finish it, her hair would have gone in that drink.
Mm.
Why is my hair all wet? Why is your hair on my tray
table?
Yeah,
exactly.
Or I would have put my tray table back in its upright position.
And then her hair would have been
locked that little lock.
It.
I'm sorry, we were landing. I had to be safe.